Welcome to a Sunny Side Up Life podcast, a show for the woman who is ready to live an abundant life full of freedom and positivity. I'm Sammy Womack, and I'm on a mission to help you break free from survival mode, gain financial freedom, stay motivated, and focus on what matters most. Join the movement, and let's start living on the brighter side of life together. Welcome back, you guys, to another episode. I have another great interview lined up for you guys this week. Amanda has been someone who has been on my list since literally before I started the podcast, almost a year ago. One of the first people that I knew I wanted to interview because, for one, she has a great story and she's like such a huge person in the debt-free community, basically because she is the founder of the hashtag debt-free community. And how a lot of us have found each other. So I'm so excited to talk to her. I'm going to have her share a little bit of her story and a little bit behind how the whole debt-free community got started and where it is moving to as it's just growing and growing. So welcome, Amanda. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Sammy.
Yes, I'm so excited to talk to you. So tell us a little bit more about yourself. I'm sure pretty much everybody knows who you are, but if we have some people who aren't debt-free community people yet, tell us a little bit about yourself, your family, your puppies, all your everything that you have going on.
Of course. So my name is Amanda. My husband, Josh, and I, we've been married for almost 4 years. Our anniversary is this summer, and we recently paid off $133,000 worth of debt in 3 years and 7 months. And when I started, we weren't married. We were dating at the time. So I had to go through the struggle of trying to get him on board without going too crazy with it. And then cash flowing a wedding, getting to the point where we're doing this together now, and then really paying off debt after debt after debt, and then finally becoming debt free.
Yeah. And that was pretty recently. When was it when you guys paid off, got debt free?
It was July 2018. So we're almost at a year.
Gosh, it's almost been a year already.
I know.
That's crazy. I feel like it just happened. Like, I feel like I remember you, like, I remember you picking out your outfit to go on Dave Ramsey's show to do your debt free scream. And like, I remember the whole like shopping and I felt like everyone was like packing with you. Everybody was so excited. And gosh, I feel like that like just happened. That was awesome. Yeah.
It goes by fast.
Yeah, it does. It does. So what are you guys doing now? Like what has been going on in this past year since you guys have been debt free?
Right after we became debt free, we had a very sad incident where my Basset Hound Mac passed away a month after we became debt free. So through the medical bills of trying to figure out the vet bills trying to figure out what was wrong with him to the afterlife stuff. That threw a little bit of a wrench in our emergency fund plans. And then we went on a couple of trips. I went to FinCon. We cash flowed both of these. And then we went and did our debt-free scream on the Dave Ramsey show.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And then since then, we've been working on saving our emergency fund. And now we've kind of switched gears. We haven't finished our emergency fund, but we're saving up to move to Texas.
Yes, I'm so excited about that. And I really, like, I was telling my husband that I was interviewing you and all the kind of stuff. And I was like, I told you she's like moving to Austin, right? And he was like, yes, you told me. Yeah, you already told me. So we're about 4 hours from Austin. We're in like East Texas. We're kind of over here in the middle of nowhere between like Houston and Dallas. So Austin isn't really too far from where we are. My sister actually lives in Austin. So I'm definitely excited for you to get over there and start doing some meetups and all that kind of stuff. Sure. I definitely am going to have to make a trip down to Austin for a meetup once you guys get moved.
Maybe so, like once a year we can do a big meetup where people from the surrounding areas drive and come to it. That would be
That would be so awesome. We'll talk in a minute a little bit more about the meetups, but that's something that I really want to get more into. It's just so hard when you're in like a not very populated area. People are going to have to drive.
Right.
So I'll probably be making a trip to Austin to hang out at a meetup. So I loved your recent blog about moving to Texas. And I was like one of those people who was like waiting for your email to come out, like waiting for that blog to come out. Cause I was like, as soon as it popped up in my email, I was just like, okay, I have to figure out like what all is going on. So tell us a little bit more about your move and like everything that is, I love like all of the reasons behind it and how it aligns with y'all's like big vision and all that kind of stuff. So tell us a little bit more about that moving situation.
Yeah. So we've been going back and forth for years on if we're going to stay in California or if we're going to move. The top two options have been Florida and Texas because the company that we both work for has locations there. So it would be really easy for us to transfer, keep our California salaries and kind of make the transition to cheaper living and while keeping the same income.
Yeah.
So recently we watched a documentary called Playing with Fire. And yeah. I was hoping that this film would like light a fire, pun intended.
Yeah, pun intended.
spark something within Josh to where he's like, oh, we need to move. We need to do something serious because I'm one of those type A people. Go, go, go. I've got this big plan and I want to do stuff and make stuff happen right away. And my husband is not a planner at all. So I have to kind of go lightly as I'm making these or as I'm trying to do stuff for our future. So the film, it really helps seeing for him to see things from a third party, like somebody else doing something and how they're making their life better. And then he sees it, oh, they're doing that. And it's easier for him to get on board than listening to me.
Exactly. Yeah.
This or all my crazy ideas. So after we watched that film, throughout the film, they were going into how much they were saving by things that they were doing. Like if they were moving to a cheaper cost of living, they would show how much their saving increased for that month. Working on grocery budgets, they would show how much they're saving in that specific area. So after that, we were both just like, man, we got to get out of here because California, right off the top, we're getting 8% taxed on our income. Then you add in all the high cost of living. Our rent is $2,100 each month.
That's crazy.
Yeah, all these expenses, they add up. And so we realized that the beach really isn't worth it. The sunshine tax. Yeah. We're ready to make some big moves so that we can reach our goals.
What I think is crazy is I was reading your blog and I was seeing the number comparisons. And for people like us who are in East Texas, Austin is expensive, like comparatively. And my sister just moved to Austin. It's been about a year ago. And I remember her like saving up and being like, oh my gosh, like I need roommates and I need like, it's so expensive in Austin. And so I'm seeing this and I'm just like, that is crazy to me that Austin is so much cheaper compared to California. But for us, Austin is expensive because everything is so much cheaper here. And I just think that a lot of people, like I've noticed more and more people in the debt-free community, like moving to, cheaper places, cost of living areas, because it's just like, it's crazy. It's so crazy. And I just like, I see like, Ellie Mondelli and they're doing their, they're saving up to buy a rental property. And she's like showing how cheap all the houses are in Tennessee. And I'm like, yeah, that's about how much it is here in East Texas. And I just think like, I love that you guys are not afraid to kind of step out of that box and be like, yeah, we're willing to move for our goals. Like a lot of people aren't willing to, like they say, oh, I really want to do this, but like, do you really, what are you doing to really make it happen? Exactly. And I love that you guys are doing that. I think that that's so awesome. And with such a big platform like you have, I just can't even imagine how many people that's going to affect. It's amazing. So I'm like really excited to watch this whole part of y'all's journey.
Thank you.
And I'm really excited for y'all. And that's kind of something like what we did. Like we didn't necessarily move, like we stayed in the same county, but we downsized our house so much. Mm. And it's like, what are you willing to do? Are you willing to squeeze a family of five into a 2-bedroom house? So like what aligns with your big vision? And I really, I get excited when other people are doing it. It makes me feel a little less crazy.
Right. Because not everybody does this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So, after you guys get moved, so you're saving right now to cash flow the move. And then what are your plans kind of after you move and you get settled and all of that kind of stuff?
Once we get settled and figure out how much our normal monthly expenses are, because it's going to be a drastic change. And then we won't know probably for a month or two with all the bills and fees to startup services. Once we know that, we will finish our emergency fund. So we'll have 6 months of expenses just stashed away in account for anything that goes wrong in life.
Yep.
and then after that, we'll need to get me a car. So probably save $10,000 or so for a car. We're thinking a more gas friendly car, like a Prius.
Yeah.
And then after that, we're going to start saving for a down payment for a house. So one of the big reasons why we're moving to a cheaper cost of living is so that we could start house hacking. Mm-hmm. And buying a duplex is something that I'm really interested in. So sure. Once we buy a duplex, we'll rent out the other side, and then that will decrease how much we're paying on our mortgage and help us reach our goals faster.
Yeah, that's really exciting. And you guys are, you know, planning to do the whole sailing full time, which I think is so awesome. And that's like, that's amazing. That's one of you probably know that my husband works on a boat. And so we're like, you know, water people. And then when he's home, we're always like on the lake and stuff. And so he's like really excited about people who like sail full time. Like I would be more of an RV type full time person. I just like not like very kind of get a little nervous on the water, but he would definitely like be, you know, because he already does all that kind of stuff for work. So I think that's really cool that you guys are going to do that. It's really, really exciting. It's always like fun to just, I kind of already said that, but it's just really fun to see people doing things that are so much out of the box. And it just, I feel like it's really, really inspiring. And yeah, I just love all that kind of stuff. But I think that's one of the great features of the debt-free community is getting to be a part of so many people's lives that you otherwise wouldn't know, and getting to be inspired by people who are basically strangers.
Right.
But you get to be friends with these people, and you're so like invested in their lives now. And it's just, I think about, there's probably 10 or 20 people that just pop in my mind that I think about these big life changes that they go through, and you'll literally cry for them. And, you know, I'm thinking about like Michelle from Frugal Kittens, and like when her husband lost her job, I literally cried like watching her stories. And like when Chung found out that she was pregnant, and I literally cried when she finally announced that she was pregnant. And it's just like for you guys, when you announced your move, I got so excited. I was like, oh my gosh, that's so amazing. It's just so fun, I feel like, to have that community aspect. And I want to know more about like what inspired you to start it. How did you start it? Like, I just feel like there's so many people involved in it. And even like Dave Ramsey's team is using the hashtag now, which is insane.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
It's so crazy. But how did it start? How did you lead this whole community, this whole movement?
So it's really funny how it started, because I wasn't inspired to start it at all. It was born out of annoyance. Because a couple years ago, there weren't a lot of people posting about their journeys. Like, you couldn't find people to follow or to relate to on this journey, which is a huge part of getting out of debt, is finding people who are doing the same thing to where you can talk and stay motivated. But there weren't a lot of people doing this. There was only a handful of them. And so I would try and find more people by searching different hashtags, like hashtag Dave Ramsey or debt free. The feeds were starting to get polluted with a bunch of people selling stuff, like the skinny wraps or the tea. And so I was tired of seeing it. So I put out a call to the tiny community we had, and I said, we need our own hashtag. And then we put a list together of ones that we liked, and then we voted for it, and debt free community won. That's how it was born.
Yeah, I remember like when we first started our journey, we definitely did not follow anyone. We didn't talk about it on social media at all. I think the only really social media that we followed was just Dave Ramsey's account, and that was really the only blogs that we knew of. That was the only Facebook page that we knew of. And they weren't even really posting on Instagram back then. Instagram wasn't really that big, you know. Like 5 years ago, it had just kind of started. So I kind of wish that I would have had all of this like when I first got started, and I feel like it would have been so much easier. So yeah. how
This was actually my second time trying to get out of debt. The first time I fell off hardcore. I went through some personal things and went deep down in a hole. I went out and got a new car, took out more student loans, and I didn't have a community like this to talk to when I was having a rough time. So I just went backwards.
I actually didn't know that until you sent me your bio for this interview. And I was like, how did I not know that? I think that's so interesting to hear, like, hey, like, you can mess up and you can like fall off the wagon and you can like get back on. And it's, and I think that it's really interesting to, you know, so many people think that you have to, you either do this journey and you never screw up or you don't do it at all. And that's just not
right. No, not the case.
Like, you're going to screw up. And even when you know better, you're still going to do things.
Yeah.
And you can still be successful at it. Like, you don't have to have a flawless record.
Exactly.
You can still do it. But I've really, I remember back when you guys were like voting, when everyone was voting on the hashtag. And I think it's been so crazy to see the hashtag grow. And it has like, what, over 500,000 posts now or something like that?
Yeah, we're creeping up on 600,000.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's so amazing. And your following just from all of that is like 65,000 people. Like, that is so crazy. And I feel like it happens so fast.
Yeah, it's insane. When I never thought I would have that many followers. I know that's not what my goal was. I was just sharing my hobby and it turned into this whole other thing.
How do you feel like it's changed in the past couple of years from going from a few thousand to 65,000? Like, how do you feel like, it's changed what you say or how you say it? Or do you feel like you have to filter yourself more? Or how do you feel about all of that?
I definitely feel like I have to filter myself more, and because the internet, they have a lot of opinions, and we have a large following. There's people that are going to say some mean things. So I've had to learn how to deal with a lot of that while still trying to inspire and share and be helpful to people.
Yeah. I feel like it's hard, but it's also, it's so, so needed. And maybe there's like 1 or 2% of the people who are going to be snarky, but like everyone else needs it. So it's just, I don't know. It's crazy how you just, things change as soon as your account gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And it has like the pros and cons of it.
Right.
So I love, one of my favorite things about the debt-free community is sharing the numbers. And I don't always get my numbers in on time, but I try whatever I do know my numbers, because we do a 6-week budget. So it doesn't always like fall completely right with the monthly payoff. But I love seeing the numbers, and it's crazy, crazy numbers, how you do the payoff and the savings and all of that. So tell us a little bit more about that for those of us who aren't familiar with all of that.
Each month I put out 2 posts on my Instagram account, one asking how much debt everybody paid off. And then the other one is asking how much money they saved. And then after 7 days, they get totaled up, and then we share how much debt was paid off and how many people contributed to the number, and then also savings. I keep those numbers listed on my website, and it's really cool to go back and see. I think I started this in 2017, the end of 2017. It's really cool to go back and see by year how much debt has been paid off, money saved, and how many people are starting to contribute to it now.
Yeah. And I'm going to link to that page in the show notes for anybody who wants to check out the numbers, but the numbers are insane. Like, they're like 100,000s. Like, there's sometimes it goes over 1 million.
Consistently, the debt paid off is over 1 million a
That's
month.
Crazy. Like, so crazy.
Savings is normally around 200,000 to 300,000.
Yeah. That's so much money. You think about that's every single month. Like, that. That's so many people just freedom. I know.
Like, it's killing it.
It's crazy. So crazy. And I like to see, I was looking on the website, it was a couple of months ago, I think maybe when you first launched your shop, and I was just kind of like browsing around on your website. And I was looking for the trends. It'd be really nice to see in a couple of years, the monthly trends, like does the savings go down around Christmas?
Right.
Or like, does it go up more around when people are getting like their income tax returns and like, you know, things like that. I think that'll be really cool to see in a couple of years when you have like a lot of different years.
To look at.
Yeah. That's just the history nerd, I guess, in me wanting to see the analytics, I guess. I don't know. But I love it. And I feel like there are so many amazing people in the debt-free community that it's such a beautiful thing to feel like you belong. And when a lot of us, I feel like we feel so alienated in our personal lives in a lot of aspects, because a lot of, you know, maybe our family doesn't understand or our friends don't understand, or we can't talk about it with our coworkers or, you know, things like that. I feel like you can always find somebody online who gets it. And
relates to your situation. So no matter single income, low income, you know, any situation, you can find somebody who's like you.
Yeah, exactly. Like your family size or where you live or, you know, there's so many people who are single or married without kids, married with a ton of kids, single with kids. Like there's every single different family situation that you're looking at. And it's always really nice to, you know, find somebody who gets the different aspects of your journey and have someone to actually talk to. And I think it's a beautiful thing. And I feel like I'm constantly in show notes to different podcasts, like linking to the hashtag debt free community, like, okay, go find people, like make friends, like go play with each other, you know, talk to each other.
Right.
And it's just like, I feel like I'm constantly like, go search the hashtag, you'll find people. That's just great. So really the main reason why I wanted to have you on here was just to talk about the importance of community. And why do you think that as people on a journey that's difficult, like we reach out for community? Because it's not just, you know, a debt-free community where people do this, like any kind of niche that you're in, whether you're like doing weight loss or people who homeschool or people who travel full time. Like, I feel like we are constantly looking for people on the same journey. And I feel like a debt-free journey, you know, we do the same thing. You know, we look for other people on the journey. And I think it's so interesting how we are constantly like looking for support, looking for reassurance and all of that kind of stuff. What have you seen in aspect to the debt-free community that like, Why do we crave this connection so much?
I think it's the accountability aspect of it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Just you tend to get motivated about something and then you need to find something to keep you motivated. So seeing people and talking with people who are in the same situation and you're always learning from them, or if you're having a difficult time with a certain thing, you can reach out and get support and then move past that instead of completely falling off and reverting to your old ways. So
yeah,
continuous learning and just help and support.
Yeah. And I think it really helps to just not feel so alone, like not feel crazy. You know, I mean, like you guys doing a big move like this, if you didn't have a community around you to cheer you on and support you, and you know, it would be so much harder to do such a big move like that. And I think it's just so great, you know.
So I think our family would be like, huh? A little bit confused. Why?
What is going on? I mean, I know when we moved out of our big house into this tiny house, we had a lot of people that were like, why? Why do you want to be like cramped on purpose? I just, you know, but we're sharing online and people are like, yes, do it. Like live in a tiny house. It's awesome. And
yeah, you know, they see the big picture.
Yeah.
The big picture. Step back and look at how you want your life to be and doing the things to make that happen.
Yeah. And I think like, it's so nice to have people to just ask questions, bounce ideas off of, and just kind of go along the journey with you. And I think that it's just such a great thing. And I think, I know that there are also some negative drawbacks, like you said, like having a big following kind of sometimes you get some people. What kind of negative things, what are the cons that you think you've seen from sharing your journey so publicly with everyone?
Some of the cons of sharing it really weighs down on you sometimes when somebody says something rude when when all you're doing is trying to help. It takes a toll. And I've had to learn to pay more attention to all of the positive comments, all these 100 positive comments and that one negative one, but I can't help but focus on that one negative one. It's been a learning experience, but yeah, it's just something you have to deal with online. Yeah. It's never going to go away.
Yeah. I think go ahead.
You really have to think of it's they have a problem with themselves so that they're reflecting onto you. It's not me that's doing anything wrong here. It's something that's happened in their life that's making them respond this way.
Yeah. And I think that it translates so much for, you know, everyone might not have 65,000 people following their entire journey, but we all, even if you don't really share publicly what you're doing, we all still have a community around us that might just be your coworkers or your family. And that translates to, you're still going to have negative people, whether it be online or in your real life, who are going to hurl criticism at you or make snarky comments or say, well, that's dumb. Why are you doing that? And I think that fear of being like the oddball out really stops a lot of people. It stops people from sharing. It stops people from doing it in the first place.
Yeah. And that's why community is so important.
Yeah. Because
all the people in your real life are doing the normal thing of going into debt, buying all these things, and you're trying to step back and get your life in order. And that's why it's so important to reach out to people who are doing the same thing.
Yeah. And get to start turning them into real life friends. And, you know, you follow people for several years and you start to get emotionally invested in their lives and you start to, you know, just send them words of encouragement when you know that they're going through a hard time, and then they do the same for you. And it's just, it's amazing to like actually have friends that you've never met in real life.
I know.
It's so awesome. It's so awesome. So what else? Do we have anything else that you want to share? Like, I'm just so excited to have you on here talking with us. Like, I'm just, I'm going to link to all of your stuff in the show notes, of course. I'm going to link to the blog where you talk about your move, and for anyone who hasn't checked that out yet, and definitely get on your newsletter. Tell us a little bit more about your newsletter and everything that you have going on with that.
Yeah, so I've started doing a weekly newsletter with different sections. So the first section will highlight some of the wins in around the debt-free community, like the last one we had, somebody had paid off their car.
Yeah.
I do recommended resources. So if there's a book or a resource that I think would be helpful for the community, I will put that in there. Got exclusive information. So my email list was the first to find out that we were moving, and any kind of products or discounts that I'm coming out with, they'll be the first to know.
You have a lot of great stuff on there. I liked, it's been several weeks now, but the debt, what was it called, where all of the debt numbers were like rolling and like going up, like how much debt people were in. What was it called? I can't remember what it was called.
The debt calculator. It's like the U.S. calculator for the amount of debt. And it was in what, trillions?
It was insane. And it's like literally just moving the whole time. And you said something in the email about, yes, it's real. Like, it's not, you know, I was just like, no way. I seriously sat there and like, I just got this like punch in my stomach kind of feeling. I was just like, oh my gosh, that's so much money and so much debt. It's crazy. And I immediately like forwarded it to my husband and I was like, and this is real. And he's like, that makes me want to throw up. Like, it's crazy. Oh, the other thing we were going to talk about the meetups. So tell us a little bit more about the meetups, and I will definitely link to that page. What are some people doing with the meetups and getting together in real life and all that? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So last summer I did the first debt-free community meetup. We did a barbecue and it was a pretty good turnout. There was 15 or so people there. And then after that, I didn't really do one, and I had a lot of people requesting to do another one. So I started doing monthly San Diego meetups, and then other people around the U.S. started doing their own. So I put together on my website location and who to get in touch with to attend a meetup, or if you want to host your own, I put it up on my website. And now there's regular monthly meetups all across the US.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's so awesome. And I'm going to Dallas in July for the Rise Conference, for Rachel Hollis's Rise Conference. And I'm going to stay a day extra. So I'm going to try to organize. I mean, I don't live in Dallas, so I have to like find somewhere to host it at. But that's my goal, is to do one that weekend in July and like try to be brave and like do my own.
Right. Yeah. They're nerve wracking. It's nerve wracking walking into a crowded place with a bunch of people that you don't know.
Yeah. But I think I've seen a lot of the pictures and it seems like a lot of fun, and it's something that I hope that grows more and more. And I know, you know, people are doing them all over the place and Nashville, and it's been really fun when people are going to do their debt-free screens and people are like meeting up in Nashville and stuff. And that's been really fun to watch as well. Yeah. So I'll link
anywhere. Anywhere I travel, I'm going to have a meetup.
Yeah, exactly.
But
exactly.
I think my favorite one has been where we made these vision boards. So everybody brought supplies and we spent some time making vision boards for the year.
Yeah, that was really awesome. I remember that one. Yeah. That's awesome. So I'm going to link to that page as well. And of course, all of your social links and everything else. And thank you so much for hanging out and coming on the podcast and just everything that you do, organizing everything in the debt-free community. It's so amazing. And I know that a lot of people are very, very grateful for everything that you do. So thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, of course. All right, guys. So remember to share this episode with anyone who you think might need to hear this message. Leave us a review and hit subscribe if you haven't already. And thank you guys so much for hanging out. Don't forget to check out the show notes, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.